In the midst of one of the country's worst droughts, councils in New South Wales are urging state and federal governments to come up with a long-term water security strategy. It will be one of the main talking points as council representatives from across the state meet in Sydney this week, as David Sparks reports.
A $1 billion package to upgrade or build new dams is welcome news in much of drought-hit New South Wales. But local councils still want a water strategy that runs much deeper. Daria Turley is the mayor of Broken Hill.
We just want to say to them, it's not dams alone that's going to save this. We do have to have big picture. It isn't just about the farmer, although that's important, but it is also about the flow and effects to all our small businesses, including our sporting ovals and sporting facilities. Let's have a big plan and let's start thinking strategically.
The federal and New South Wales governments are promising to spend $650 million to upgrade the Wyangala Dam in the state's central west, while $480 million will go to the new Dungowan Dam near Tamworth. But at this week's Local Government Association conference, mayors and general managers will have on their agenda a call for the New South Wales government to develop a 30 to 40 year water supply strategy.
We need to look how we do adapt. For every one of our councils, they will put up ideas and proposals of what will be included in that 30-year strategy.
The Berkshire Council is thinking big. It wants ambitious projects on the scale of the Snowy Mountains scheme to be on the table. Ross Earle is the council's general manager.
I think the problem we've got now is something which will come again, and what we need to do is make sure we, and as the motion from the LG New South Wales board suggests, we need that 30 or 40 year strategy to make sure we actually drought-proof rural New South Wales as best we can, and ensure both there's water for agriculture, but certainly security of town water as well, which is critical. But what we're looking at is any solution which will give us that long-term security. If that's a series of smaller dams, that'd be tremendous.
The Orange City Council has a few ideas. It built a stormwater harvesting system 10 years ago, trapping water from around the city, treating it, and then supplying it to local households. Mayor Reg Kidd says it's a handy boost to the town's water supply.
And our stormwater harvesting, give you an example of how good it is. Just recently we had 10 mil of rain. That's not much. It wouldn't have wet your garden. But from that 10 mil of rain, we were able to get nearly 2 weeks' water.
Households have also changed the way they use water.
And that's been through community engagement and education on water, using your water more wisely, if you like. Here's a good one. Ask your friends, anyone in Australia, do you have any idea how much potable water per person the average is in Sydney? I'll bet you they can't tell you.
What is it?
Well, none. Well, it's about 220, 240. In Orange, we're 140 litres per person per day.
Whatever the method, Broken Hill Mayor Daria Turley says now's the time to prepare for the droughts that will inevitably come in the decades ahead.
We already knew that some of these areas were in crisis before the drought hit. We don't want to get there again. We want the government to actually fix up those issues so when it does rain, that, you know, we don't have to have a cycle that in another 20 years that the communities are listening to the same story.
That's Broken Hill Mayor Daria Turley ending that report from David Sparks.